The 501st Legion is an all-volunteer organization that brings Star Wars costume enthusiasts together under one name. 501st Legion members dressed as stormtroopers at San Diego Comic-Con are part of the same organization as those in Indiana. Not only is Indiana home to a 501st garrison, a group must have at least 20 active Legion members to be considered a garrison, the Northern Darkness Garrison currently has 66 Legion members in the northernmost 22 counties in the state.
My name is Mark Reiner, doing Director Krennic right now with the Northern Darkness Garrison and the 501st Legion.
I spoke with Mark Reiner at the Sci-Fi Central event held in Fort Wayne this fall. He was dressed as Director Krennic, a villain from Rogue One, a Star Wars story. He told me about the many different events the 501st will attend, more often than not helping to raise money for charities.
Libraries, schools, all kinds of events, anything that's charitable, it's almost 100% that we'll do it.
One of the Northern Darkness Garrison's most regular partners is the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and the Garrison will partner with local charities throughout northern Indiana. But what goes into joining the 501st Legion? For starters, there are building instructions on the 501st website for each of the hundreds of costumes that have been approved for Legion use.
You follow those instructions, put the costume together, and I happen to be the one in Northern Darkness. You send me pictures, I'll compare it to the CRL.
That's the Costume Reference Library. Potential Legion members in Northern Indiana send the pictures of their costume to Reiner, and there are plenty of comparisons to be made before approval. Each costume in the CRL is laid out in incredible detail. If you want to dress as Director Krennic, you need to know whether the buttons on the top of his rank badge are red or blue. If you want to dress as Captain Phasma, you need to know which costume components are silver and which are black. If you plan to dress up as Darth Vader, which movie costume are you using? Each one is just a little different from the others. While Darth Vader is arguably the most iconic villain in cinema history, the costume specifications available in the CRL aren't just limited to the live-action films.
My name's Courtney Smith. I costume as today Mara Jade, who's the Emperor's hand.
Smith's costume fits the description of Mara Jade from Star Wars novels. Jade first appeared in 1991 and now is viewed as the prototype for the modern female central characters in the Star Wars franchise. Rey from Episodes 7 and 8, and Jyn Erso from Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
My costume has two different versions. Like, I can wear a cape, but right now, since my hair's not red, I'm going with the hood.
Each costume presents challenges. Smith's Mara Jade costume hides her hair, but her face is completely visible. Few Legion members have that luxury. A scout trooper from Return of the Jedi explains that the Empire likely lost so many battles because he can't see anything lower than his nose. Despite a likely visual impairment, Legion members still put in the time to make the costumes. Here's Smith translating for a Legion member whose voice was muffled by his mask.
How many hours do you have in that?
Months.
4 months.
The costume took 4 months to build. The frequently asked questions section of the 501st website says inside the costumes it can be hotter than the desert planet Tatooine in summertime. The Northern Darkness Garrison members push through that potential discomfort to devote their efforts to charity. Sometimes an event comes up that offers Legion members a unique opportunity. The 501st has many honorary members and friends of the Legion, including one specific parody artist with a couple Star Wars songs in his catalog. Weird Al Yankovic performs his songs The Saga Begins and Yoda with his band flanked by members of the 501st Legion dressed as Darth Vader and Stormtroopers. The premiere of a new Star Wars movie is arguably the worst time to try to spot a member of the 501st Legion. Everyone and their mother could be wearing a costume, but the next time you're at an event, perhaps one raising money for charity, you just might see Darth Vader flanked by white armored stormtroopers, and they just might be members of the 501st Legion. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Ben Clemmer.